John chapter 9. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, "Master, who sinned, this man or his parents, so that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents, but so that the works of God would be revealed through him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said that, he spat on the ground and made clay of the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and returned with good eyesight. The neighbors, therefore, and those who had seen before that he was blind, said, "Isn't this he that sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him." But he said, "I am he." Therefore they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He answered, "A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and washed, and I received sight." Then they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought to the Pharisees him that had been blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Therefore some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not of God, because he doesn't keep the Sabbath day." Others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" And there was a division among them. They said to the blind man again, "What do you say about him that he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." But the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called for the parents of him that had received his sight, and they asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind, but by what means he now sees, we don't know, or who has opened his eyes, we don't know. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself." His parents spoke these words because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. That's why his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." Then again they called the man that was blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I know, that although I was blind, now I see." Then they said to him again, "What did he to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I've told you already, and you didn't hear. Why would you hear it again? Do you also want to be his disciples?" Then they made fun of him and said, "You are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we don't know where he's from." The man answered them, "Why, in this is a marvelous thing that you don't know where he's from, and yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God doesn't listen to sinners, but if any man is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it wasn't heard that any man opened the eyes of someone born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing." They answered and said to him, "You were completely born in sins, and do you teach us?" And they threw him out. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, And when he had found him, he said to him, Do you believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, so I can believe on him? Jesus said to him, You have seen him, and it is he that talks with you. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I have come into this world, so that those who don't see can see, and so that those who see will be made blind. And some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, Are we blind also? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, We see, therefore your sin remains.